This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question, when did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Just got one on the text, Ted. It says, how did food do me dirty? Just now, broke my tooth on a chicharrón.
Yeah, I love those things, man. But some of those, you know, you get like the folded over chip?
Yeah.
The chicharrón or pork rind, whatever you want to call it.
If it folds over, it's like super dense?
Yes. That's not, remember, your front teeth are mainly for tearing.
Yeah.
So those are the ones you got to kind of stick back there and crunch.
You're biting through two layers of dried skin.
So do you, Ted, as someone who loves the chicharrón?
Sometimes I just don't eat them.
Okay, I was going to ask, do you look at each chicharrón before you put it in your mouth? Just based on what you're saying, knowing if it's full, because you got your front teeth, like you said, it's not for grinding, it is for tearing.
You don't want to look at every single one you eat because some still have hair. But when you're eating them,
oh
I mean,
my God.
It's skin.
Oh, my God. Don't ruin that for me. I like those things. The barbecue ones. You found that
hair. You don't want to look at each one.
Oh, man. I hope I still eat them, so I hope I don't ruin it for people.
Well, you
but if
may
you
have.
Pull them out and really look at them, you'll see a little hair in there.
Really?
So you don't want to. That should be their slogan. Don't look at them. They might have hair.
Is that the only food that includes hair?
Oh, no.
What other foods include hair?
I mean,
where you would just expect, like, you can find a hair at a restaurant or something, but like.
I understand a piece of raw chicken with a feather stuck in the side.
I get
that, you know?
But I think anything that has skin on it, you shouldn't be shocked if there's still one little hair poking out.
What other skin do we eat?
Chicken skin?
Yeah, but that's got a feather in it. So no
and
hairs.
Somehow that doesn't gross you out if it's a feather.
No.
And it's
isn't
no
that
different.
Just, but, isn't that just hair for chickens?
I mean, basically, it's like bird hair, right? And look, you're not wrong, man. There's just something different about me. Finding a feather like
it's
on
a
my chicken.
It's a quill.
Sure. Versus, I don't know, a hair. I'm a pork rind.
Let's just go back to this. Just use your fingers, all right? If you can hear my voice, you eat those. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you pick them up. They're light and fluffy. You're like, oh, that's a good one. Sometimes you pick it up, you could feel how dense and hard it is.
All right, okay. But remember, don't look at all of
them. I'm Googling it right now. Food with hair on it.
You ever had skin off like a suckling pig? Or like you've been somewhere
once
where
or
they...
twice in life, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That is really, really good. But I feel like in that case, the hair is burned up. How does the hair not burn off on a chicharrón? You think that hair would just burn the hell off?
I mean, they're going through a lot of them.
I wonder then, I'm just thinking about this, right? Because they're what, deep fried, air fried, something like that?
I'm pretty sure they're deep fried. Yeah.
I wonder how hairy the pieces are before they throw them in the fryer. Because typically you can count on heat and fire to burn hair off, right? So I'm wondering if they're like, look, before you deep fry, don't even worry about the hair. All right, what do you got?
You never seen that? And that's kind of a lot of hair.
Golly.
No.
Jeez.
No.
They're not always that much, but it happens.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be a grown-up and eat it.
The only thing they're asking, basically the only thing you can find is stuff when people find an actual human hair in their food.
Yeah, yeah. Generally, food does not serve hairy.
Food with hair on it not popping up. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Don't put that in your search either.
Yeah. Be very specific how you Google it. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, I went to open the cupboard and get something out of the upper cupboard where the spice rack is and whatnot, and I had a rather large can of pumpkin pie filling, and I think it said Geronimo right before it jumped out, and it landed on my big toe right behind the first knuckle. And damn near cut that thing off.
Wow.
Did you have to go to the hospital as a result of this?
No.
Okay. Were you barefoot?
Yes.
And what was your determination on not going to the hospital if it almost cut it off?
Well, I would rather just throw a couple Band-Aids on it. But as a public service announcement, all the canned food has been moved to the lower shelves.
Yes.
Okay.
Try not to put the heavy stuff on the top. And look, my wife organized the kitchen, but I've noticed, like, if it is heavy, it's toward the bottom. And, like, the higher you look on the shelves, the lighter the stuff. And I'm like, all right, so if it's, like, breadcrumbs, look up top. If it's some kind of soup thing, look on the bottom.
We brought up the CDC thing with the Listeria.
Yeah.
Now, is that the same thing that they say that you can get out of a dented can of food?
Botulism, I believe, is the dented can.
So the people who were eating, say, the bad nacho cheese from the convenience store, the dented can, that's a different disease than...
That's botulism. And I'm not sure which one is worse. I think, and I'm not 100%, I think botulism is the worst of the two.
Okay.
Or at least more severe side effects. I don't know. Either way, if the can's dented, I just don't touch
it. They say throw it away, right?
I do.
Okay. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, hey, Ted, it makes you feel better. Text came in. It says, in Germany, if you order a ham hock, chances are there's hair on it.
That's knee hair.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
I don't care where the hair came from. I mean, look, there's no promise where the skin came from in your pork groin on the pig.
You're making this worse and worse.
And I like them.
I know you do. I'm just saying, but you make a good point. It can come from anywhere on the pig.
Oh, my God. Someone just texted and I found a nipple on my chicharrón once. It was delicious. Oh, God.
You ever had those Dots pretzels from like North Dakota?
Yeah.
Their pork rinds are delicious.
Really. Okay.
But again, I like to be fancy, so I call them chicharrón.
Chicharrón. Yeah.
Wonder if you can find, like, the pig's balloon knot, like in a chicharrón, too. I mean, how much of the skin do they use?
You know what's happened. They just didn't notice. Because at that point, that makes a fine point.
Skin.
Right. Skin to skin. Dump it in the deep fryer. Hairy, anus, it doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, if you eat those as a snack, you know. You'll see a hair and you're just like, screw it.
Okay.
Oh, right. Somebody at the text line, they're clearing it up. So botulism equals Botox. That's right. So when they do Botox.
Oh.
Right, because that's like, it paralyzes stuff. So botulism can kill you. I don't believe Listeria can kill you, but they also use botulism, right? And the Botox injections. Yeah, so that's the thing. So Listeria, you're very, very uncomfortable. Right. Botulism, just get your ass to the hospital.
When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
What is that? Is that actual meat?
That's a pig's sheriff's badge.
That's a pig's anus. Is that ham? That is processed ham.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This ham tastes like ass. I bet it's salty.
God almighty.
Let me see it, Mike.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to eat ham with that. That is the butt of the... Well, technically...
If I open my package of ham...
If you have a pork butt, there's a good chance that's going to show up.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Remember, pork butt is a pork shoulder. Ham is the rear.
It's the rear.
Okay.
Hence spiral ham.
Yeah. Right. It was the way they used to cure them back in the day in Boston. They called them busting butts, but it's the shoulder.
Okay. Gotcha. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say, I don't eat a ton of ham sandwiches.
Oh, my God in heaven.
But sometimes you eat a ham sandwich, and there's that little chewy part of ham.
Yeah, I always pull it out. Yeah. I don't know what it is, and I try to disavow that it happened.
Is that bacon?
That's bacon.
Bacon with a nipple on it? That's impossible. That's a stomach lining. How can it be? Well, I guess it's
on the stomach.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, where the nipples are.
I'll be damned.
Purple nipple bacon.
How about that? So bacon is right on the nipple line.
Would you send it back? Right? So I'm at Denny's.
Piece of bacon has a nipple on it.
We
fry that up, and then we dare someone, and then someone loses a bet, and they got to eat the bacon nipple.
I would, you know what? I'd be okay with
it. It's probably
the bacon
crunchy
nipple,
and delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go for it.
I mean... You know, it's not like I put nipples in her mouth. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, you're right. Now it's like, well, it's from a pig. That's disgusting. I guarantee everybody in this room's had a nipple around their
I've
mouth.
Had a nipple in my mouth. Sometimes you would think it's from a pig.
Spent a lot of money trying to get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.